Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. Here are your hosts, Kush.
Hello.
And of course me, Henderson Man. I'm going to talk like this for the whole show.
It doesn't sound that much different.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, I was trying to be all sexy and shit.
Well, that obviously doesn't work for you. Don't even try it.
So we're here again, another 2 weeks, and we are dead in the middle of video game apocalypse.
Yeah. You could say that, though I don't know what that really means, because it's, you know, I don't really, you know, think of apocalypse and then think of good, so it's kind of weird.
Well, I've played some things this last 2 weeks that, I don't think we're very good, so,
And is one of them called eHarmony?
What?
It's a joke, dating joke.
I know what eHarmony is, but I flew right over my head.
Obviously. If you were sexy, you would have gotten it. Okay. We have voicemails.
Do we really?
Uh-huh. Guess who it's from.
Random Ian.
Yeah. And guess how long this first one was.
I don't even know.
2 whole fucking minutes.
Let's listen in.
Canadians, wait, you gotta learn to shut up.
Said the first one? Did he send more than one?
He sent a second one that's like 15 seconds. It was like,
oh.
Correction, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I can't hear. He's, you know, he's got that Canadian accent. It's so hard to hear and understand what he's talking about.
What he's talking about?
Here is numero uno.
Yeah, it's Random Ian. Hotcakes, you know you're a filthy, dirty American liar. You know you are. You know Canada's way better. Way better. Other than food, what's one thing that America's got on Canada? Nothing at all! You got nothing! Absolutely nothing! And I know that your love for me is because I'm Canadian, not because I am who I am. So, there you go. Further proves your, existent or something like that. Whatever. I got nothing. That's about all I got. And Kush, Henderson Man, I guess this is should be more.
There's
about
still like 75% to go.
And I'm gearing this towards Henderson Man. Your constant ranting and driveling and going on Twitter about this Battlefield 3 versus Modern Warfare 3. Babbity babbity bee. Oh, Modern Warfare 3 sucks. Battlefield is so much better. Come on, man. Like, in ways it's better, in ways it's not better. Get over it. About 20 million more people enjoy Modern Warfare more, so you know what? There's going to be people that like it. Just get over it. It's okay. We understand where you come from. You don't have to keep trying to throw it down our throat like you're knocking on our door trying to get us to switch religions. It's okay. We just have to like Modern Warfare better, and it's a lot more fun to play online. It's just what it is. Just like saying that, you know, this skim milk is way better than 2% because it's far better for you and there's less fat and calories in it. Yeah, but I just like the way 2% tastes better than skim. So, you know what? I know where you're coming from. It is better, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? So, much love. Give your love to Grandma because I know that Kush has been talking to her about your knife skills. And I think the banana knife thing, that was a Canadian being smart and saying, cut your dick off with a dull object. Because it doesn't take something very sharp to cut a fucking banana. So it's basically saying, cut your dick off with a spoon, you know? So there you go. I've just explained the world in a very long, long voicemail message.
If that's really how Canadians think, that like that makes sense, then fucking Canadians. You know what? I agree with Hotcakes, man. They're retards. Because that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. That a banana knife is just, you know what? You don't even need a knife to cut a banana. It's that freaking easy to just break one off. Shut up, you Canadian idiot. But keep listening.
Wow. I still think that Call of Duty sucks. So we'll talk about that later. But, alright.
Yeah.
And then his follow-up?
His follow-up was, and I don't even know what he's really talking about, because it sounds like he's correcting himself, but he didn't mention this at all in the last voicemail, and he doesn't specify that he's correcting me or anything, so I don't know.
Correction for Walking Dead, the TV show, first episode, season 2, did not end the same way as the comic book. The comic book ended completely different, kind of the same, but not really the same. The comic book, a lot different than TV show. You should read it. Love you. Hugs and kisses. Random Ian. Bye-bye.
See, I don't know what he's talking about right there.
I know what he's talking about. We were talking about, I was talking about watching the second episode, or the first episode of The Walking Dead.
I said, though, on the show that it's not how the comic goes, so I don't,
Well,
he's just saying what I'm saying.
I guess so. I guess that's what it is, because I heard on the internet that that's exactly how that happened in the comic book, where he gets shot. His son gets shot. With spoilers, it's 3 weeks in.
Wait, you mentioned that on the show? I don't remember.
I don't know if I specifically said that his son got shot, but I just said that. I think I said that the way that episode ended is what I hear is exactly what happened in the comic book, which apparently it's. I guess it's not. But so corrections, and I don't know why he was talking like he was from India. I don't know.
Oh, he didn't really sound like he was from India for me. You must suck with accents, because your sexy accent did not sound sexy at all. That didn't sound Indian to me at all.
My sexy accent.
Look at it. You can't even speak at all. Accent.
It's been a long weekend.
The name's Bond. James Bond. Shaken, not stirred.
Yeah, so voicemails. And we also got a couple of contests, which I guess we could bring those up now.
Yeah. You have some shirts to give away. Yeah, they're all large, right?
They're all just regular large shirts. They're not regular shirts, though. That would be silly. I mean, hey, here's a bag of Hanes t-shirts. Take these. I've got one that's a Batman.
I would honestly rather have that.
The Hanes t-shirts?
Yeah.
Aww. And the other two are Lego Harry Potter t-shirts, which says Dumbledore's Army on the front.
Were these
of it.
Like some pre-order bonus or something? Like, yeah, you got one, and then your friend got one, and his friend was like, I don't want this either, so.
No, they gave me another one because there was a big deal when I tried to get my copy of Skyrim and Lego Harry Potter. But they're all large. I can't wear larges, so we're opening this up for a contest if you want any of these t-shirts.
For the Batman I think it's a good idea that people call in with a voicemail, 312-772-5874, and then do their best Batman impression and do it in a way that's sort of like a plug for the show. Like, I'm Batman, and Pixelated Radio is my favorite podcast.
I think Kush just won the Batman shirt.
Something like that. Yeah, well, that's like a dress for me.
But, and I guess for the Lego Harry Potter shirts, tell us your favorite Harry Potter spell, or make one up or something. I don't know.
Just make up a spell that is the conjuring up of sausages and radios.
That's good. I like that. And I'll send a picture to Kush of this shirt so you can look at them. The Batman one is wasn't a pre-order bonus. I got it because I answered a trivia question about Batman at the GameStop midnight launch. But it is U.S. only because I'm not paying shipping to Canada. So sorry, the only person that would probably win this is Random Ian, and he's not going to be eligible.
Okay, we have a winner. It's Hotcakes Man. I want some proof that we have female listeners. Because I want to hear a female voice do the Batman voice.
Don't have female listeners.
We could. But our female listeners probably sound like guys anyway.
Our female listeners, you know, when I do that sexy voice, they get all wet. Yeah. Anyway, dude, how's been your week?
It's all right. A little pressure's been taken off me after getting off a presentation I had to do. It like lasted 40 minutes. Horrible.
Oh, man. You had to stand up in front of a crowd and do that or something?
Yep.
How many people?
It was like, I don't know, 20 or whatever, just the class.
You get a stage fright or anything like that?
I'm horrible at that. I freak out like crazy from that.
See, I think I used to when I was a kid, but I don't know how I would handle that situation now. I think the podcast helps a lot with that, but
I'm weird like that, though. Because, like, I used to do the whole band thing, and when I'm doing that, it didn't bug me at all.
Yeah, I did that in choir. It didn't bother me at all either, I guess because I wasn't the only one singing.
So, yeah. How about you?
Not much going on here. Got a Kindle. It's awesome. Love my Kindle.
I canceled my Kindle Touch pre-order.
Oh, no. Why?
Because there hasn't been, you know, any hands-on experiences or anything at all about it. So, you know what? I'm not going to spend $100 if it's going to be kind of a crappy first-gen device.
Yeah, I got the small one, and it's perfect for what I wanted it for. I just wanted to read and stuff like that. It's not touch-based or anything. Yeah. But
Kindle is an amazing device.
Yeah, it's really amazing how much more I want to read now that I have one.
I mean, it's so light, you can take it with you anywhere. That one's even smaller, so you can actually like fit it into your back pocket.
Yeah, you can
and
fit it.
It lasts for a month, pretty much.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, you know, and it even has you can buy your Kindle books off of it and everything if you got Wi-Fi around, so you don't have to worry about having it hooked up to a computer and all that, so... Yeah. I was really surprised how much I've enjoyed it, and how it's bigger than I thought it would be, actually, because, you know, they show that screenshot of it, and I'm kind of like, yeah, that's perfect, and I got it, and I was like, whoa, that looks bigger than it would fit in my pocket, but it fits in my pocket. If I wear blue jeans, it's kind of hard to have in the front pocket, because, you know, your blue jeans get tight, bend down, and stuff like that, so it doesn't feel that comfortable in those pants, but...
Great image.
I know, me bending over. Woot.
All tight and ugh.
Other than that, not much going on. Went to the grocery store this morning, and the wind here has been, like, freaking ridiculous. It's, like, crazy for us around here to have this much wind.
It's been pretty windy here, but we are the windy city.
Yeah, I was going to say you're the windy city, but my mom was helping me load up the groceries, and the wind blew the trunk shut on her head and gave her a big knot on her head, so.
I don't know why you're laughing about that.
Well, it's funny now. It didn't hurt her that bad. She put a knot on her head, so.
It's almost like she got hit with a banana knife, because they're so dull, it's like a spoon.
It's just like a spoon. So, yeah, well, let's get into what we've been playing. We have been playing a little game called Skyrim. It's kind of one of those indie titles that probably not very many people have heard of.
Yeah. Doesn't this one have, like, Spyro in it or something?
Yeah.
Toys?
Yeah, no, this is a Zelda game, right? Skyrim Sword?
I hear it's better than Zelda.
Mmm.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Who cares? Nintendo fanboys don't say anything. If we were saying it's better than Uncharted 3, which it is, then people would be upset. Because we're saying it's better than Uncharted 3, which
yeah,
it is.
It is.
Better than
Way
Uncharted 3.
Way better. And Kush can say that because he hasn't played Uncharted
exactly.
3. No, it's Elder Scrolls. One thing we can say better that's better, Skyrim's better than is Oblivion. I don't even know if those words are coming out of my mouth right. Okay.
I mean, I liked Oblivion, but I loved Morrowind. Morrowind has always been for me. It's one of my top three. So.
So like Oblivion, I don't know. To me, it just seemed kind of everything just felt flat.
The biggest problem with Oblivion was that, especially compared to Morrowind, is that Oblivion just felt pretty much samey all over the place. Morrowind felt more like a world. Oblivion felt just like this big city or place, because the majority of it was really just like, you know, foresty and green.
Now, I feel like Oblivion got better when they released that the DLC that... Shivering Isles was
Well, yeah,
because
that was all colorful and crazy, and it was interesting.
Yeah,
it wasn't
the
so boring.
The world was kind of interesting, too. So, Skyrim, man, this game's really kind of blown me away. Really surprised how good and how much I've enjoyed it so far. I've been playing
is that I've played so many hours, probably like a dozen hours or so, and I feel like I've pretty much done absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I've killed my first dragon and moved on to start that...
Kaboosh!
That sound...
It's so weird.
That
to
was
hear that.
So. I didn't expect that, and I kept thinking, "What the hell just happened?"
Well, I that's been pretty heavily publicized about the game, all the shouts. So.
Well, no, I knew about the shouts, but I'm talking about after you kill that first dragon and you're walking back to the city, mm-hmm. and you hear that voice in the air. That just really like I was like, "Whoa, that's kind of cool." But I think me and you are kind of playing the same thing. I imagine.
I'm always a mage, so that's what I am.
Yeah, and that's. I'm a wood elf mage, which is odd because I wanted to be an archer. But then when the spells, I love how they work in this game. It feels like you're playing Bioshock with the plasmids.
I enjoy it. It kind of can get frustrating just when you want to multi-manage and switch spells. Like, I wish maybe there was maybe one of the bumpers would bring up the tab and you could have a quick switch, you know, with a directional pad or something along those lines.
Here's what I found out about 10 minutes for the show, so I haven't been able to test it out yet. Apparently, if on your D-pad, if you hold down left and right, you can quick select some of those. You can quick select two items or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know how that works. I don't know how you set that up, but that's what I just seen on Twitter, is that if you hold down the left or right on the D-pad, if you just hold it down, it'll open up a window for it, let you automatically switch out and have multiple slots, I guess, for two different slots of stuff ready to go. Like I said, I don't know how that works. I had to look into it. Maybe in the manual. I don't know. But apparently that works on the D-pad. So
all right.
I had to look into that.
So we just threw you down some knowledge that may not even be true.
That's correct. But that's okay. If it's not correct, random me in a call in next week and say, correction!
No, if it's not true, just you call in and you tell random Ian why he's such a jackass for giving you bad advice.
Yeah. Because
anytime you hear something that's not true, it's random Ian.
Random Ian did it.
Because he's Canadian.
Of course he's Canadian. Canadians are always wrong. But no, back to Skyrim. Have you started any of the side quests or anything like that?
The companion.
Yeah, I started that one.
That's what it's called, right?
The companions, yeah.
I started that. I mean, I really haven't done much. I've just been in that city just doing little quests here and then. I still want to, I want to go to the Mage College, but I haven't gotten around to it because I'm still just messing around in Whitehorn or whatever the beginning.
Yeah, I made it to the... Well, I didn't walk over there. I took the buggy horse and buggy over to the college, because I thought, like, if I'm going to be a mage, I'm going to do this quest line, and the quest line is just awesome.
Yeah. I have to say that, you know, the Elder Scrolls games are probably, more than anything else, the one game where everyone who's playing it, even if you don't think you are an asshole in the game. You cannot play the game good. Because you steal things even when you don't steal things. I mean, if it doesn't say steal, because once, like, you become friendly with a group or a family, and then it suddenly changes from steal to take, you know everyone's fucking taking everything and selling it.
Oh, here's a coin purse. Oh,
like, there's a guy on the way to Whitehorn who's got, like, I don't know, like a little farm, and he buys cabbage and potatoes. Do you know that guy at all?
No, I haven't seen
him. Well, he'll buy cabbage and potatoes, and he complains that it's hard to get, I can't remember if it was like work or just get the produce, actually. And what I ended up doing was just freaking harvesting all the freaking cabbage and potatoes in his own farm and then selling back to him. He's like, oh, a good day's work deserves good pay. I'm like, yeah, okay. I just sold you your shit. And he's all happy about it. I'm like, I've been the biggest asshole possible. And I do that all the time. I'll steal from everyone. Like, if somebody's friends with me, if you go into their house and everything's missing, it's just an empty house except for the few items that still say steal or either would not bring me any money at all.
Wow. I don't do that. It took me forever to get the $5,000 to buy my house.
I haven't bought the house yet because I don't know if I really need it yet.
Well, I'm tired of carrying around dragon bones because I don't know what to do with
them. Well, you can dump them in, like, you know, a regular building. Put them
in
somewhere.
From what I hear,
that
they can disappear if you just drop them down like that in a building.
Well, I mean, you put them in an object. You put them inside, like, a dresser or something.
I don't know. I bought me a house because I didn't trust it. But I don't have to carry dragon bones around now. And one of the funniest things that happened to me is I was in Whiterun, and this woman's like, I need a mammoth tusk. And I'm like, sure, I'll go get you a mammoth tusk. And I walked down to see some giants and a mammoth, and I thought, I remember everybody saying, oh, the giant, you know, they kicked the giant's ass, blah, 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 in the video and stuff, and I was like, E3, I'm like, well, I'm sure that giant's probably not that high level, let me see if I can't take it.
No.
Cush.
It was hilarious. No, when I took it with a companion guy on the quest, it freaking hit him, and he flew like 200-300 feet in the air. It was hilarious.
Dude, the same thing happened to me. I got hit, and the screen just, like, I go flying straight up in the air. I'm in fucking orbit. I'm looking down, and I'm just seeing the fucking planet. I mean,
it was funny. I don't know if you've seen it, but there was also a video from the Giant Bomb Quick Look, and it was of he was getting chased by a bear or something. And then a giant started chasing him too, and then the bear and the giant got into a little fight, and he just smashed the bear like thousands of feet in the air. That's hilarious. No.
But yeah, I've run into, like, I kept dying at this one place because there was a giant and a dragon fighting each other, and I kept trying to run into the battle because I thought, oh well, the giant's hurting that dragon, I'll take the victor. Well, I'm standing there, and they're fighting each other. All of a sudden, that dragon flies off, and that giant just comes at me and just takes its club and hits me once and knocks me, like, clear across the map into a wall of a tower. I'm like, fuck! And then, you know, I kept reloading it, and about two or three times, it kept reloading with the dragon and the giant, and I'm like, I'm going to kill these sons of bitches. And then, finally, like the fourth time I reloaded in because it kept fucking killing me, the giant was gone and it was replaced by two mages just fucking fighting each other, just beating the shit out of each other. And I tried to walk over and see if I could talk to one of them to see if I could, you know, settle this disagreement diplomatically. And then they both turned on me. Mm. And then a dragon showed up. So
I remember, like, when I got to the first area you get to before the big city of Whitehorn. I don't remember what it's called, but it's where you go meet that guy's sister or whatever. I remember I was just talking to somebody outside, and then in the background, I just saw this kid running, and then, like, 5 feet behind him was a dog chasing him. It was hilarious. It's just this random occurrence.
Yeah, the game has so many of those random occurrences and random quests, and I know that you can get married in the game, and so, like, there's that first town you come to, and there's that one woman, she's like, I'm looking for a husband, and I'm like, well, hey, maybe I can get married early, you know, so I kept trying to talk to her, and then I found out these two guys were kind of fighting over her in the village, and if you talk to one of them, he's like, give her this letter and tell her it's from the other guy, and I'm like, well, I don't want to do that, because you sound like a douchebag. So I went over to the other guy, and I said, hey, this dude wants me to give this letter and say it's from you. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, well, here, give her this letter and say it's from him. And I'm like, but And then at that point, I said, okay. And then I couldn't, like, tell her the truth that it made me either give the letter or not do anything at all. And I'm kind of like, well, shit. But, man, there's just so much shit going on in this game. And it just, I think I've spent 15 hours so far in the game. And I'm like level 11, and I've been clearing out dungeons and stuff as I come to them. And just, like, the detail in some of the random dungeons that are just, like, around is, like, really crazy. There's, like, puzzles to solve. And
yeah. And I'd also say that, you know, I've only scratched the surface, but already the main quest actually seems like it could be more interesting than all the previous games.
Yeah.
Because I never cared about the main quest at all in previous games, but this one actually seems like it maybe could be kind of interesting.
Kind of wonder what they're going to do with the DLC with this game. I wonder if we're going to have new areas to go to.
I'm hoping it's like Morrowind, which had two rather large expansion packs that were pretty different, too.
And I hear that there are werewolves in this one, too.
Well, yeah, it's part of like the companion, because in the one quest you see him. See this one guy transform into a gigantic werewolf.
Oh, fuck, I ain't seen that. Fucking spoilers, dude.
I don't care.
I do.
I don't care. This game's impossible to spoil. If you don't want spoilers, you just don't talk about it at all. It's impossible. If you don't want to be spoiled, then you should not be listening to anyone talk about the game. You shouldn't read anything about it, watch anything about it, because, I mean, that's what the game is. It's just an experience. It's not a linear game where you can say, oh, I know this is, somebody could go the entire game, finish it, complete it, never play it again, and never experience anything that I've experienced. Well, other than, like, the main quest.
Right. Yeah, but I definitely think you should go check out the college as soon as you can. Do you know what the level cap is on this game?
No, but I hope it's high.
Because I'm already, like, level 11 and haven't hardly done anything, and I'd hate for the level cap to be something low, like 20 or 25, like in Far Cry, Fallout.
I'm assuming it'll be pretty big. I mean, I don't remember what Oblivion was, but I feel like this is more Morrowind than Oblivion. And I think they've even said that a few times. They wanted to bring back what made Morrowind special. Sort of mix those two.
Yeah, so.
Very good game, though.
But anyway, that's Skyrim, dude.
Yep.
Real excited. It's a good game. Way better than Oblivion.
All right, so shall we get to what I've been playing?
Yeah. Well, if you legitimately talk about every single one of these games, I'm quitting the show right now.
First thing I'll hit is Prince of Persia Trilogy. If you've all played this, if you like the Prince of Persia games, this is the PlayStation 3 HD remakes. Not really remakes, but just HRES. They look really good. I got it for $20 at Walmart. The annoying thing is you take the disc and you got to install the disc to your hard drive to play the games. So it's just kind of, it's fucked up.
I've always hated that about, though I haven't really experienced that with many PS3 games as of late.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, something else I can hit fast. GoldenEye 007 Reloaded. It's pretty cool. You know, you're playing as the, who's the name? New James Bond? I can't
Daniel
think of
Craig.
Daniel Craig. And they kind of, it's not really necessarily a remake, but it's almost just like a first-person shooter version of GoldenEye. The story's kind of a little different, but most of the same, with some of the same set pieces. But it looks really good, and it's a lot of fun. I'll definitely be picking this up when it drops in price.
Wasn't GoldenEye a first-person shooter from the beginning?
Well, I mean, but it was, but this feels like a modern first-person shooter. It's not like they took the old game and just, like, changed everything in it. I mean, it feels like
I'm just saying, because it makes that sounded very weird.
Yeah. Metal Gear Solid HD Collection, which made Kush jealous the other night.
I'm still jealous.
It's Metal Gear 2 and 3, Metal Gear 2 Substance, and Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence is the two that's included on the disc. They look great in HD. You can definitely tell the detail they put in the character models and stuff in this game when they released them so they could up-res it and stuff, you know. It also comes with the original Metal Gear and Metal Gear 2 Solid Snake on what was called the MSX console back in the day, so you can play the old Metal Gear games. Then also it has Peace Walker, which is a PSP game. It has the full game of that, including the multiplayer and everything. So it's awesome. Definitely a good deal. It's $50, so it's $10 more than your normal HD collection, but damn, it's well worth it. Definitely, if you big Metal Gear fan and you never played Peace Walker, you definitely want to check this
out. I say you hack your 360 and install it on your hard drive and send me that game. Just a thought.
That's the quick hits. Well, in Sonic Generations, I played that. Did you try the demo for this?
I tried the first one, which was like, I don't know. That was like that, oh, it's only going to be up for 2 weeks or this or that. I don't remember. I liked it. I thought, though I've heard like it's half and half or something again, almost sort of.
So basically what you do is, okay, you, like the first level is called the Green Hill Zone. And you play as classic Sonic first. So you're playing a total side scroll. You're running, doing loop-de-loops and stuff. All the fun shit of the old classic Sonic games. And then you play it. Then it like switches you to the second. to the newer Sonic. And then it takes the same level, but it's not really the same level because they make it into the, like, almost third-person Sonic where you're behind Sonic most of the time. And then I'm like, this is shitty, because that is, like, the worst part of those Sonic games. It's like hitting enemies. It's like, oh, you gotta wait till I have this little green thing over them so that you're locked onto them, and you keep hitting A until you hit them a couple times, you kill a bunch of people, and you're up on a hill or something, and you're running again. It just feels slow and clunky, and it's not any fun. And if you want to beat every level, you have to do both. So it's like you can choose whatever you want, which Sonic you want to play as you go through these levels, and you're like, yay, classic Sonic. Sonic, so much fun, and then you're like, ugh, then I gotta play this other one, or I don't get to unlock his shitty little friends in the achievement. So I'll probably pick this up when it's a lot cheaper, because, you know, the Sonic, it's fun, but it doesn't seem like there's much of a game there, especially if you don't like one of the Sonics or the other. I just don't know why they just didn't just say, hey, here's Sonic 4, you know, because they tried that already, but it didn't do as well as it should have. But I don't know, just, this was crap. I can't believe it's getting as high ratings as it is. Lord of the Rings, War in the North, kind of disappointed in this game.
First, I was really interested in the game, and then when that stuff started coming out about it a long time ago, I became less interested because it's just, I don't like the idea that it's these specific characters. I hate that in games like this. I want to create my own character. I don't want to be like, if you want to be a mage, you have to be this woman elf, or you have to do that. I don't want that.
Well, I was hoping that, see, that stuff doesn't bother me too much, but I was really hoping for more of a Snowblind Studios type of game, like, you know, Baldur's Gate and all that.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for too, and then, you know, everything I kept hearing was like, nope, this is not what it's going to be.
Yeah, it's really not. It's, you know, it's almost like they've almost like taken most of the role playing out of it. Yeah, you level up. Yeah, there are occasionally side quests, but it's mostly just an action game for the most part.
It almost seems like it might be like the original EA games for, you know, PS2 and Xbox.
No, it's not even,
those were fun.
That doesn't even feel like anything like that. I mean, it looks a little like those because, you know, it's really hard to explain. It feels like it's really lacking something. I mean, you can play it online and stuff like that, and I tried
it's
that out.
It's lacking sexy Orlando Bloom. Ooh la la.
It's the Bloom effect, but I don't know. It's definitely not that great of a game, and there's not that much loot. And I think the most annoying thing about it is that they send a whole bunch of enemies at you at once, and it's just like, you feel like you're not doing any damage. And, like, I'm playing a mage, and her main attack is to shoot, you know, magical energy out of her staff, and the problem with that is that your magic meter goes down so fast, and it takes forever to refill if you don't use potions, so it's almost like pointless. So then I'm fighting with a staff, and she doesn't do as much damage, but she's in hand-to-hand combat, so you got a whole bunch of enemies, like, just beating the shit out of you, and you're trying to kill them, and I don't know, it's really weird. It feels like it's just really missing something.
Halo is shaking the shit out of something, man.
He's on the bed having a good old time. He's chasing his tail. Halo! So now to the, oh, and Cave Story 3D, if you played it on the Wii or anything, this is a remake on the DS, 3DS. It's pretty good, but the only couple problems I have with it are the sprite on the screen that you are is so tiny that sometimes it's hard to discern where you're at on the screen if you kind of look away for a second, because you can blend in with the surroundings a little bit. And it doesn't have a very 3D pop to the graphics, but it has a moderate one, but you don't really feel like the 3D's really taking you into the game, you know. And some of the stuff's hard to see in the 3D environment, so it's just hard to see where you're jumping and you can miss, but it's a really good game. I loved Cave Story 3D, or Cave Story on the Wii when I played it.
And there was like a DSi version of it, right?
Yeah, you can buy the DSi version or for your 3DS or DSi. I think it's like $8.
Yeah.
It's a good game, but I really wanted to try it in 3D because I wanted something else for the 3DS.
You mean you wanted anything for the 3DS?
Oh, but I got something today for the 3DS. Picked up Super Mario 3D Land, and
I've never heard of this Super Mario series.
What
is
this?
Is this like a popular franchise? I don't know.
He's a little fat Italian plumber. I don't know.
Is this like a ripoff of that uncle from Assassin's Creed 2? You know, I think maybe Ubisoft should sue him.
You know, I did hear him say, it's a me and Mario.
It's a me, Mario.
This is basically, it's a really good Mario game. It's a little easy starting out. I beat the first world this morning after I've had it for about half an hour. I beat the first world, like the first six levels or whatever. But they do some really good stuff with the 3D.
How is it set up, though? Because is it set up like Super Mario World? Is it set up like Super Mario Brothers 3? Super, you know, the way it's broken up, is there the whole overworld kind of
Well, it's
map?
The overworld's not, it's not really an overworld. It's almost like the new Super Mario Brothers, where it's like you have like six levels on a line, right, and you're just moving from level to level.
Is there any kind of multiplayer in it?
I don't know.
Or does it come with the standard Nintendo minigame collection on Mario games?
You know, I don't know. I didn't even look into any of that. I know it's it uses the Street Pass to... you can give players like special level challenges or something. I don't know how all that works yet. Mm-hmm. But basically, if you both have the game, you can send them gifts, and it's basically little stages that you can play where if you kill a certain amount of enemies in a minute or like 10 seconds or something, you get a coin. I don't know.
All I know is that I really enjoy those mini games on the DS games.
This is kind of weird because it's not really a Super Mario Galaxy type of game. So because it's kind of getting that impression at first, but it's almost like it's taken, if you like looked at like Super Mario Brothers 3, right? And you know, it's a side-scrolling game and you see all the stuff in the background. But imagine if you were kind of looking at that in a 3D environment. It's like, it's just so hard to describe. You move around in a 3D space with the glide pad and everything, but it's like the world almost doesn't, it's 3D, but it almost at the same time doesn't feel like a 3D game. It feels just like a Mario game would be. I mean, it's really just hard to explain. If you watch any of the videos, you're kind of like, well, it doesn't look like Mario Galaxy or anything like that because it doesn't have like an open environment. The worlds are pretty much contained in like three strips of land or whatever. You can't really go too far back and forth in the environment, but I know this sounds so fucking confusing, but it's just fun. I mean, they do a couple of things where you're up on a high platform and you've got to jump down really far, so you're actually kind of looking down through the 3DS as you're falling, and so you can like glide down and get coins and stuff. It just looks really neat. It definitely feels like a tech demo for what the 3DS can do, but that's kind of what everybody said. And like, I'm only on the second world, so I haven't gotten that far. You get the Tanuki suit pretty early, you know, you play around with that. I hear there's 8 worlds in the game, and then there's a special world if you collect enough coins or something throughout the game. I don't know much about that. I just kind of heard rumblings about it. It's good, so if you're interested in it, I would definitely say, if you like Mario, go for it. Definitely something good on the 3DS. Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception. Gosh, you and I have the kind of same problem with Uncharted, right?
To me, the shooting starts to bog it down. But really, honestly, my biggest problem with the Uncharted games is how completely batshit crazy the story goes in like the last 10-20%. That's my biggest problem, really.
This one doesn't really go that batshit crazy near the end of it. However, the combat is so fucking terrible in this one. I am so sick of this fucking gameplay where there's 9,000 people throwing grenades at you and fucking shooting at you with fucking rocket launchers, and you gotta shoot them in the head because they got fucking armor on. I'm fucking tired of this. This series just needs to go away for a while, and I don't know, I'm bored with it. It's just, I finished it and I like the story. I like the story it was telling, but they just got to do something with that combat.
To me, one thing that also bugged me, and you know, I haven't played the game, so I only get to go off of the few, you know, videos I've seen, but it seemed like they really made, I don't know, Elena just more feminine.
She looks weird.
She looks like they tried to say, oh, she's not attractive enough, let's make her more appealing or something. And
I thought she was more attractive in 2 and 1 than she was in this one.
I'm not saying that I find her attractive. I'm saying I think they're trying to, like, the idealistic way or something.
Yeah.
Not saying she is attractive. I'm just saying it's that more of that, I don't know, squirrel face or something.
I don't know, man. You see in this game get the high ratings and stuff, I just don't get it. When there's a lot of stuff like the action set pieces and stuff, and, you know, that all looks great, but when you get to, like, all the shooting, and it's just like, oh, you've got two different enemies shooting rocket launchers at two different sides of the screen, so there's, like, you can't get into cover, and you're dying with one hit because the rocket launcher's hitting you dead on. It's just, that shit gets annoying.
I also, in regards to this game, I love Tom Chick. He's like freaking Jim Sterling on crack.
Oh, what has he said about it?
He gave it a 4 out of 10, I believe.
Okay, it's not a 4 out of 10 game, but I mean, I don't know. I'm just, really, they need to do something different. And a lot of people are complaining about this game, even they're getting tired of the combat. And I know Phil Kohler was talking about it last night on Twitter, that he's like, okay, I'm sick of the combat. He's just same.
I've heard a lot of people saying that, like, it locks on too fast, or there's something that's weird that it just controls poorly. It, like, controls worse than the last game.
They were saying something to do with the shooting wasn't accurate, and maybe it isn't, because I kept thinking I was doing headshots and it wasn't registering, and I thought, well, maybe it's just because I haven't played Uncharted in so long that maybe that's what it was. But, you know, and I finished the game which NeoGAF actually, you know, got, I guess, Naughty Dog to look into it, and they said, yeah, there is something off. They can't figure out what it is, but they're going to patch it as soon as they do. So, I mean, there's definitely something there. It's off. The aiming's off center or something, but I thought maybe it was just me because I hadn't played that style of game.
Yeah,
Uncharted.
I really knew you didn't really care that much for the game because I don't remember hearing you talk about it much at all, if at all.
I finished it in two or three days, but I just, and that's how I am with the PS3 games, is I just love to get in there and get them over with if I'm going to play them, and I thought I'd probably play the multiplayer, but I just really don't have any desire to do that either.
What I have to say, and this is just jumping into news, is that I hope that with the release of the HD collection of Jak and Daxter, that, you know, maybe they'll bring a new Jak game. Because I really love those games. That's my favorite franchise from out of those, the, you know, the three that people always bring up, Sly, Ratchet and Clank, and Jak and Daxter. Jak and Daxter was always my favorite.
We need a Ratchet and Clank collection as well.
I'm most surprised that that one hasn't come out. We're gonna get a Jak and Daxter. We already had a Sly, and yet Ratchet and Clank is the one franchise that's been, you know,
that they
constantly going on and on and on and nothing. Not, they haven't even like, oh, let's bring Secret Agent Clank and, you know, let's bring the PSP game. We, it's just weird.
Yeah.
But maybe it has to do with their relationship with
Insomniac. Yeah. Because
who owns that? Do they own it?
Sony owns it, or I think
do they
Sony
own IP?
It.
I don't know. That's what I don't know.
Because I think that was talked about when Insomniac said they were going to be making games for other systems.
Because, I mean, if it's all Sony's, then they could just say we're bringing it over. You know, they don't need Insomniac to port it, whatever.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm glad to see. I'm glad I played Uncharted 3. I did like the story they tell because they really get into Sully and Drake's history and how they met.
And
so,
you play as a kid or whatever.
Yeah, you play as Nathan as a kid early on in the game. They introduce some new characters. And the way they introduce the new characters and stuff is just kind of like, boom, they're there and they don't give you any...
I've heard that, like, whatever, like some main guy that is like your partner in the... Right in the beginning, he just gets thrown in there, and there's no explanation as to why.
Yeah, and you're working with Chloe again, and there's no explanation of, you know, because at the end of Uncharted 2, the two of them had been, she was upset with Drake and everything, and he was trying to console her about it, and she's telling him to go on, forget about it or something, and just kind of wasn't talking to him. And then it's like they never get into what happened there. You don't see Elena for like three quarters of the game again. I felt there was a lot of good story elements going on, and then it's like, but a lot of it was just like, I felt like I was playing the same story from Uncharted 2, except for the little bit at the beginning when you're learning about Drake and Sully. So, do you want me to send it to you? Do you want to play it, or are you just going to wait and pick it up later?
You know, maybe you can send it later, but, you know, with Skyrim and Saints Row 3 coming up, and, you know, school's going to be probably crunch time in these last few weeks. So
you could have just said no, you didn't want to play the piece of shit. That's all you had to say. I got it.
You know, but if Kirby's still on the table, if you haven't traded that in already, maybe I wouldn't mind checking that out.
All right, I'll see about that.
But yeah. Fuck Uncharted 3. Because, you know, I want to piss off people. N4G. I love you guys, man. N4G is the greatest comedy website on the internet.
If you want a good laugh, just go look at the... Anytime that there's anything better than the PS3 version, just go there.
It's so obviously PS3. Like, when they had that whole skin of PSN 7 games or whatever for, like, a week or two. I'm like, yeah.
And I guess the last thing I want to talk about is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. This game's a piece of shit. That's all I can say about it, really.
Come on, Random Ian. Call in. Defend your piece of shit.
I'm sorry. Battlefield 3 is far superior. It's more about teamwork. Modern Warfare is about, oh, let's go in there and shoot a bunch of people. Shoot them. Oh, I'm going to shoot them some more. There's no teamwork.
You sounded exactly like Ryan Scott to me right there. I was like, oh, he's not even really trying to make an impression, but that's his first perfect one.
I don't even know how I did it. Oh, man, let's go play some more. See, now
there you go. That's close enough, man.
Yeah, Modern Warfare 3. I think I've played an hour of the campaign. Probably played about 45 minutes of the multiplayer. I don't get it. I don't get it anymore. It's boring.
We'll finish the campaign. You're like halfway through.
I actually hear this campaign may be longer than the rest of them.
I heard it's like 4 hours or something. Like,
really? Then that's not any longer.
Said like 4 hours, 4 hours.
Somebody said 8 hours. I heard. I was like, that sounds awful.
Well, you know, it all depends. Like, if they played it on Veteran or something, then it could take, you know, twice as long.
I just don't have any, I don't have any connection. Like, to be fair, I think Battlefield 3's single player was shit too, so.
Yeah.
But I just think Battlefield's just such a better game. It's just, I don't know, the teamwork, and it's fun. I feel like I'm part of a team. The only thing that, like, in this one, they have a kill confirmed match is what everybody's talking about. It's the dog tag mode, basically. So you kill somebody, you have to grab their dog tags. And if you die, somebody can grab your dog tags to either get points or your own team grabs them. Then it's not a kill. So I don't know. That's just, to me, that's even crappy. Because at first I was like, oh, that's cool. People can't snipe from anywhere. But yeah, they can still snipe because somebody just goes out and grabs their dog tags. It seems pointless. I'm bored. And then to make things worse, they had a fucking Doritos thing where if you bought a bag of Doritos, you got a code, and you could put that in, and then you would get double XP.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they've been doing that for a while now.
Yeah, but the double XP, the first night, there were already people in the first game I played. They'd only had the game an hour if they got it the same day. People are, you know, friends with me and Steven, you know, we're already level 23 and shit. The Mike from the Mediocre Show, he prestiged already. He prestiged like 4 days in. It just, it's fucking nuts. It like broke the game. I don't know if they're just really focusing.
Well, I also think they're probably playing way too much.
Maybe, but I don't know. I just hate the game. I didn't play Call. I loved the story of the last one, Call of Duty Black Ops.
Well, that's Treyarch. I mean, yeah. I hated Modern Warfare 2's story.
I mean, congratulations to Sledgehammer Games, though. They you can't tell this isn't the one that Infinity Ward made. You know, even though Infinity Ward's on the box, you know.
But I don't know who did what on this game, because like part of it's Infinity Ward, part of it's Sledgehammer, part of, you know, it's like, because Infinity Ward still exists.
Yeah, well, they have no direction.
Direction is Robert Bowling.
Yeah.
And I can't stand that guy.
I don't know. I'm very disappointed in it. And I kind of was excited because I'm like, yeah, you know, maybe it'll be fun this time. But I'm sick of the multiplayer. It's just boring to me.
You know what I think a big problem with the Modern Warfare Part 2 now is that it's gotten so crazy and ridiculous, but they still try to take it so serious. Like, I think that's one of the things that makes what Treyarch has been doing, you know, so, I don't want to say refreshing, but just kind of fun. Is that they go in these crazy DLC maps and they have these zombie modes and they have.
Yeah.
It seems like they actually are having fun, and Infinity Ward is just like, we want to, you know, blow shit up.
We want to make a serious action movie.
I don't know.
And just like Black Ops, the storyline to that was so good to me. I loved the storyline, the intrigue of what was going on. That made me want to play it because
I think it was a bit too much, but it was definitely interesting and definitely. You know, I definitely liked it a lot more than Modern Warfare 2.
You know, when it starts out with the whole, what do the fucking numbers mean? And I'm like, what do the fucking numbers mean? I was all excited. It was like Lost all over again. What the fuck do they mean?
Yeah, you're like, numbers? What? Do I look Asian? Oh, you have to get a racist joke in here at least once, right? That's been like a trend of ours.
And this one starts out, oh, I'm Dana. Helicopter. Oh, helicopter gets blown up. Oh, I'm running through the streets of New York. Yawn. I've been here, done that 1,000 times before. But then we're going to finish up the big storyline, the Soap McTavish storyline that nobody cares about Soap McTavish. All right, that's all I've got to talk about.
Oh, great. Done. I don't really have much else to talk about at all. I'll start with Toy Story 3 because I played that and beat it, and I really, really love that game. It surprised the hell out of me. I'm pretty sure I probably like it more than all of the Lego games I've ever played.
Picked this up a couple weeks ago and just popped it in for about 30 minutes. It seemed really cool.
It's amazing. And it's so well put together. It controls great. I mean, I'm blown away with how much is in there. Like, the story bit is rather short, and that's, you know, whatever. But the toy box mode, or whatever exactly it's called, is just so much fun. There's so much to do, and it just keeps giving you more and more. And it's just
I kind of got into the crazy story box, toy box mode a little bit, but it was like too much tutorial, so I didn't really get too far in that before I kind of got like, well, I'm gonna go play something else that I've got. So
it was just it's just a lot of fun. I mean, my one complaint with it is that there's like, during the actual story mode, there's like a Buzz Lightyear mission, and compared to everything else, that one's like fucking, it takes forever. And I don't know if you can leave a mission and come back at a checkpoint or anything, but I didn't even attempt to, because I'm like, I do not want to play all this crap again. Because it's not even that fun of a mission, really. Huh. But it was so fucking long. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. And apparently at Best Buy for Black Friday, it's going to be $8.
Wow.
So, I mean, I was looking over, and the Black Friday deals at Best Buy are going to be some ridiculous ones. Like Assassin's Creed Revelations, or whatever the new one's called, it's going to be $35. $30.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have like Battlefield 3 is $30, and Gears of War 3, $30.
You going to go try to pick any of those up?
I don't know, maybe. You know, I've always been a fan of the Battlefield series. Mm. The beta kind of put a bad taste in my mouth.
Ugh, that beta, they should have never released that beta, because that turned so many people against that game. Yeah, it's ridiculous. So,
I don't know. I'll see. Maybe. Probably I will do it if I can, you know, do store pickup, you know, it online, because I don't want to go into stores.
Yeah. The only deal I seen anywhere that I was probably going to be taking up on was, I think GameStop's going to have Venetica for $10. I'm like, yes!
I also hope, what is it called? I'd very much like to see Amazon just match every single deal.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. That would be
great. The hell's Venetica?
Venetica's that, I don't know,
I'm thinking of Kinetica for like the PS2, that weird game where you like grow on your arms and
This was an action role-playing game. They showed it, like, years ago, and it looked awesome and amazing. Like, it looked like a great game, and then, like 3 years later, it finally came out, and it's supposed to be a bad game, but it's, like, $10. I've always wanted to play it. Steven said it isn't as bad as people made it out to be, but, you know,
that's Big Steven. So, I saw some weird-ass game when I was at Target today. It was, like, some Max Kart. I don't know what it was called, but it was some weird game I've never seen, and it was, like, $40
Max,
or something.
Max Keeble Kart Racer.
No, it wasn't a kart racing game. Like, he had, like, a giant circular
wrecked.
Tube for his hand. I don't know what the hell it was.
I think it's Rex or something. No.
It's something. Rex.
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 Because I've seen that,
dumpster
too.
Dumpster Stone. And I'm like, what the hell is this?
It's a toy line, because I see the toys, too. I'm like, oh, so that's where that came from.
But I've never heard of it. And I looked at the back, and I'm like, this doesn't look that bad. I'm not going to buy it, you know.
You know what's sad? I really fucking want Skylander.
I kind of want it, too. It sounds very interesting.
But then I'm like, I cannot get into that because that's a $70 game and then it's $8 action figures.
Yeah.
And like, I've been listening to Giant Bomb. Fucking Jeff Gerstmann went fucking crazy on that shit. But the game sounds fun. And I look at those little figurines and stuff and I'm like, I know they don't do anything, but they some of them look cool. Like, I'm like, I want a stealth elf. And
just imagine how much money Nintendo could make if they did that with Pokemon and had a figure for each and every Pokemon.
God.
That would be like the new Beanie Babies.
Maybe.
Be insane.
But I hear the game's actually kind of, you know, fun, yeah. Too. So I may pick that up once things calm down, but it's like, man.
But yeah.
Interesting.
Toy Story 3 is definitely, I think, if you have a Best Buy in your neighborhood or if Amazon matches it and all that stuff, I think it's definitely, I mean, it's without question worth $8. It's just, it's a lot of fun. And speaking of the Lego games, which I don't think are as good as Toy Story 3, I played a little bit of the first Lego Harry Potter game.
Oh, and I played a little bit of the second Lego Harry Potter last night.
And I was liking it. You know, I mean, it's just that, you know, if you've played one Lego game, you've played them all. It's just a different theme.
But I feel this one plays a lot differently than the rest of them because of the magic aspect. Because you're actually, you know, you're using your wand to move things around on the screens and stuff like that, which you usually don't do in most of them. It's usually just breaking shit. But this one has more of a puzzle vibe where you're picking items up and putting them together.
I'd also say that, like, with the whole magic thing is that, you sort of like, in the beginning, I just want to kind of do everything I can. And then you realize that, no, you have to go through the story at least a little bit to learn some magic spells so you can actually do things.
Right. And that's always been my problem with the Lego games as well, is it's like, you'll always see something in the first level that's red. And it's like, oh, you've got to have an evil character to do that. And you're like, well, fuck, when do I get that? But then you don't get that till like the end of the game.
And also for me, it's just like, I wish they just would let you get it right away or something, or just gave it to you. Like, why do I have to even buy it? I always annoy, like, I get so annoyed until I get the ability that sucks in the pieces so I don't have to go so close to them to pick them up.
Wait, there's an ability that does that?
Yeah, there's that, like, vacuum ability or whatever.
Oh, I guess I've never bought that since...
I always get that as soon as I can because it just drives me nuts. I don't want to have to deal with all those freaking pieces.
And the other ones that I have found that's more important, too, is the try to get early is the red brick that gives you the 2x studs or whatever so that you get those true wizard ratings and stuff. Because some of those levels, it's hard to get enough studs to get those ratings.
But... And both with Toy Story 3 and Lego Harry Potter, really all the Lego games, is that it just, I play them and it just frustrates me that there's no online play. Like, there's co-op
Lego Harry Potter,
game.
They added it.
So they finally, wait, which one?
The first one.
Oh. I was thinking maybe they did because I saw something listed on there. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't remember this having any kind of...
Yeah, they like... I read that recently that they added that, and I haven't tried it yet, but again, giving out information that may or may not be true, but from what I understand...
But I mean, they should all have it these days.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so... You just sit there and play the game, and you're like, oh, God, I wish I could play this co-op.
Yeah, the only one, the other one that has it is...
Complete
Star
Saga.
Wars. Yeah. Complete Saga, yeah. So.
Which seems so odd, because that was like, the second game released on, you know, the new consoles, and then every game afterwards was like, no. Oh, maybe the next one? No. Next one? No. No, no, no.
So, yeah, Lego Harry Potter 2, it's more the same, or years 5 through 7, so...
I played Family Feud and Friends, which is a... I don't know if it's on Android or anything, but it's an iOS game that's all about, like, you know, the social network kind of thing. It hooks up to your Facebook, and you get, it's a free game, but you get, like, 5 credits a day to play, or you can buy more if you want to play more, which no one should ever do. But, I mean, it's okay. It's kind of weird that I know that, like, it says you versus this person on your friends list who's, like, a Facebook friend, but it's not actually their answers, because sometimes they only would get like points that would signify getting one of the worst, you know, least chosen answers right. And I'm like, there's no way they didn't figure anything else out. I know they're not that stupid. But I mean, it's all right. My biggest problem is that sometimes the answers really seem completely insane. Yeah, there's one question that was like, name some famous women that even Oprah would be jealous of. And there were four answers. One was Michelle Obama. Then one was Princess
Angelina
Diana.
Jolie.
And then, yeah, Angelina Jolie and Sarah Prince fucking Palin. I'm like, what? This doesn't make any sense.
She could be jealous of Palin. I could see that.
I can't see that at all. Palin's a fucking idiot. Like, I didn't get anything because I'm like, oh, she's all about helping things. You know, Mother Teresa, something like this. You know, people who actually did something good, not some stupid bitch from frickin' Alaska who just wants publicity. And I could see Michelle Obama. But Angelina Jolie, I mean, does she really want Brad Pitt's penis or something? I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah, that's sometimes the answer's just kind of like, what? They seem weird, and I think it might be because they're possibly current, like really current answers, and there's some that are just, I don't know, like things I've never even heard of. Maybe I'm just too old for this shit.
Maybe.
And the other
You're getting old.
The other game I played is Quarrel Deluxe, also for iOS, and it's sort of like, I don't know, this word, maybe you could think Scrabble-ish, not really Scrabble, you're just creating one word, but it's like Risk, and then you fight, and then depending on how many men you have on your land, and then how many men the other person has, that's how long of a word you can potentially make with the letters you have. So that's pretty fun. I like it. I mean, I like Risk, and I like word games, so mixing the two
And this is on iPhone
well.
And iOS?
Yeah.
So I mean, look into that.
I don't know what it costs right now, but it was like $1, I think, on sale not too long ago. And I mean, the Deluxe is a universal app, and then there's just like a regular.
Cool.
That's it for me.
All right. Well, we didn't watch any movies this week, did we?
I don't know. I watched like Horrible Bosses twice or something.
Television, watched some Big Bang Theory, that's about it, and Chuck. So those are good shows. All right. Books, comics, and written crap. Well, looks like Kush didn't read anything this week either.
But I've read things, but I mean,
nothing great.
Or so, just nothing that's really worth talking about. I mean, do people want to hear me talk about the social contract? No.
I might.
No, you don't.
Social contract.
It's political philosophy. Nobody wants to hear about that.
God, no. No. I've been reading a book called Game Over, which is basically the whole history of Nintendo, how it was created. Very interesting book. Looking into the Nintendo's history, you'd be shocked to find that some of the stuff that they were, their owners and stuff have been in. At one time, one of the guys owned the Love Hotel.
Well, that's like all of Japan.
Well, yeah, but he owned one. I mean, Nintendo owned a Love Hotel.
That's like all of Japan. Everyone owns a Love Hotel.
I don't think everybody, GBD doesn't own a Love Hotel.
So you want to put money on that?
I'd almost put money on that.
I wouldn't put money on that.
But Nintendo started back in the 1800s, and they made
trading
like
cards or whatever.
Trading cards, yeah.
You can get a pack of them on the Club Nintendo. They have like the retro whatever.
Hakundus or whatever cards. But
Hakundo?
But they go into the history of how they brought the Shigeru Miyamoto on board, and they really get in depth about his childhood and stuff. And, you know, when you hear him talk about, or, you know, we don't really hear him talk about it, but when he's describing, like, stuff he did as a kid, it's like he lived in an interesting part of Japan, you know, rural Japan, just really interesting stuff about the whole history of Nintendo. And I'm not only about 20% through it, so
I would very much be interested in, like, reading a biography just on him.
On Shigeru Miyamoto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, yeah, I'm thinking right now, like, just what the entire industry would be like if he never existed.
Oh, and you read the story about him on here, it's just amazing how what he's brought to the table, just and where it all came from. Like what I was saying about his childhood, he would go exploring and stuff, and he would find caves and shit as a kid, and that's how he came up with Zelda. And he always found these pipes and stuff, and he was always wondering what was on the other side, and that's the reason why there's pipes in Mario. I mean, it's just amazing. And
then he got older and said, I like gardening. Pikmin!
And he was a big musician back in his day, so that's probably where Wii music came from.
And then he's
so,
like, I love this crazy drummer in his hair.
So, and I've also started reading, I'm about 30% through the Hunger Games. Have you heard of this series?
Oh, yeah, everyone's heard of it now with the whole movie crap.
Yeah, it's a it's pretty good so far. So basically, it's set in the future, and civilizations kind of started falling apart. And every year they have to pick names, a boy and a girl from each of the 12 districts, and they go to an arena and they have to fight to the death where only one person can live. And this is the story of a girl named Katniss, and she's basically been taking care of her sister and stuff. And her sister got picked, and her little sister was 12 years old, and it was her first time to enter the game, get a chance to enter the games, and she got picked, and she took her place, and she didn't have to go because she knew her little sister wouldn't survive. So it's really interesting. It's pretty good, pretty entertaining. Definitely recommend it. And like on the Kindle, it was like $4.50 or something for the first book, and it's already got me hooked. Where I'll probably pick up.
I might have to go pick it
next
up.
Next to. I mean, it's young adult books, so it's don't expect a lot of great like words and stuff. But it's just a good read. It keeps me entertained.
Don't expect like a lot of, you know, great words.
that's it for the news or the books. We already talked about the Jack and Daxter collection coming.
Yep.
Kind of exciting. Good to see
this. I'm super, super excited for it.
And then the other news, that rumors have been floating around of the Simpsons Arcade maybe coming to Xbox Live and PSN.
And this time I won't be constantly drifting towards the bottom of the screen, not able to move up. Hopefully, I hope they don't put that into the actual port if it comes.
And our hands won't cramp up after 20 minutes of playing it either. So, you kind of excited for this if this is true?
Of course I am.
I'm pretty sure it's true, yeah.
And I mean, it's just sort of one of those things that you're like, oh, what the hell have you been waiting for?
Yeah, I remember wanting this game to come out on the NES. And I just knew any day they would announce it was coming to the NES, but it just never did. Good to see this coming out. Kind of excited about it. And I know it's not going to live up to expectations of what it was, but the game looked good back then, you know? It was just fun. Stupid fun. So, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what else. I'm looking at news right now, and I don't see anything that's particularly...
Yeah, news is almost over with right now for the rest of the year.
Saints Row the Third. Super excited.
Yep, comes out Tuesday. I'm going to go pick mine up Monday night. Yeah, I got Saints Row, the third, Assassin's Creed. Both of those I'm real excited about. I don't have time anymore. I literally had to play Mario 3D before the show started because I wanted to talk about it.
I need to come up with some two-page comic.
Two-page comic?
Yeah, because this one teacher wants me to do one for this yearly publication that the school does for the centerpiece.
Oh.
Potentially, if I can think of anything to do.
What's it going to be? What kind of comic does it have to be? A subject or anything?
No, just it's, you know, it's a thing of flash fiction, which is like 750 words, but then
nice.
With the comic it's 2 pages, just, you know, 2 pages of whatever.
So when does your fall break, or where your
winter break? My last day is like the 13th of December or something.
Awesome.
Yeah. So exciting.
Yeah.
This is the point where we know it's time to plug and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. It's going to be a short show this week, folks. Sorry about that. Even shorter, because I'm sure Coach will cut out some crap and be yelling
every
at the dog.
Short. We should do a short show every weekend instead of every other weekend.
I don't want to do a short show every weekend.
Why? It takes you 45 minutes then. I'll do it every thing.
I don't know. I don't like to do anything before I go to work on the weekends. Anyway, let's get our plugs in there. Kush, what do you want to plug?
PixelatedSausages.com, PixelatedRadio.com. On Twitter, I'm Kush3. The site's PSausage, and the podcast is Pixelated Radio. And you should also check out Signed In Podcast, the Pull List Podcast, UdoRadio.blogspot.com, and check out the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast. Its name is too long, but TwoHeadedNerd.com for that. Undercover Unitards.
Yes, Undercover
Unitards. I will keep pimping it despite still not listening to a single episode. I don't know why I can't bring myself to... I don't know. I keep forgetting about it. Hotcakes Man, reply me with a link and say, download this shit, you bitch. Okay? Just do that, and I promise I'll listen to it. But only if you do that. If you don't do that, fuck you. I'm moving to Canada. Well, then I'm going to kill you and rape Halo.
Don't rape Halo. He did nothing to you, sir.
Well, you got a plug. Right. You know, see? If you do that, though, I'll be plugging his asshole with my penis.
Now, you ain't right. You're sick in the fucking head. You know that?
And he'll be sick in the fucking ass with my penis. Oh, God.
Leave him alone. He's had a hard week. Foot got hurt again.
And my penis will be hard in his asshole. Just plug, man. Plug it.
I don't want to plug it. Oh, you meant to do the plug. Twitter.com/HendersonMan and HendersonMan on PSN and Xbox 360. Undercover Unitard. Yay. About it. Go buy books on a Kindle. Or go buy books. Read something. Reading is fun. The mental.
Get the Kindle. If you have Amazon Prime, then you get like this freaking, I don't know, one free book a month or something.
Yeah, but damn, you got to buy that up. $79 up front is kind of expensive.
It's totally worth it if you use Amazon a lot. You don't.
I don't.
Because you need to have stuff not day one, minute one, second one.
Oh, come on. 30 minutes one. At least hour one.
Well, yeah, because you have to drive home. If you could set it up, if they still had Pimp My Ride, you'd be like, come on, Pimp My Ride, give me a TV in here and all my consoles. You know you would.
No, I wouldn't. We did get egged the other night at the Modern Warfare 3 launch. Some dude drove by and egged us. He almost got his ass whooped, too, because about this big black dude took off after the car. Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, well, but, like I said, he's lucky he was in Henderson. If he was, like, in Chicago, someone would pull out a gun and just shoot him. And be like, oh, video game causes violence again.
Yeah. But the funny thing was this dude's car got egged, got it all over there. It's a $4,000 paint job. I'm like, are you serious?
That probably cost more than the car.
Yeah, it didn't look like a $4,000 paint job, let me tell you. But that's all I heard. Oh, it's a $4,000 paint job. I would have been pissed if it was my car. My car didn't have a $4,000 paint job either, but it was weird. Never gotten egged before. It missed me by 2 feet, so.
If I got egged, I'd be punching people in the face.
Well, hopefully the right people. I wouldn't just want to punch people in the face. And then the other night at the Skyrim launch, there was some dude drunk and off his fucking ass in line, falling all over the place, backing into the dude in front of me in line. I was like, ugh. I was like, what? Why be that asshole? Really? You ain't got anything else fucking better to do?
You couldn't at least bring us all booze?
Exactly. Anyway, this has gone on long enough. Yeah. Everybody have a good night. Play some Skyrim. Have some fun.
Yeah. Rim, and, you know, Skyrim. give me that at reply, Hotcakes Man, or I'm going to be all up in Halo's ass.
Why is my dog's ass responsible if Hotcakes Man doesn't?
I don't know. It's just become a fact.
I'm going to put that in Twitter. Hotcakes Man, please send Kush a link to your show in Twitter.
So he doesn't rape my dog.
All right. Adios. Later.